This is an MUT Radio podcast.
We have the president of INECTUS, Usthandiwe Biyela. Hi.
Hi.
Unjani.
I'm good, good. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Well, let's get right into it. Before we get deep into it, I just want to know, Minage, as a general student, what is INECTUS? I've heard people talk about it, but I don't even know what it is, what it does.
Okay, I think let me start by introducing myself and taking the opportunity. My name is Thandiwe Biyela. I'm a third year environmental health student, BSc. So yeah, I am doing environmental health, and this year I'm INECTUS president 2021-2022, and our calendar started August. So to students, what I used to say is that INECTUS, it's one of the peaceful and non-political organization. It's one of the structures that we do have here on campus. We mix the student life, academics, and the business leaders. We work with projects. We uplift communities. We come up with innovative ideas and then uplift the communities. Just to sum it up, but it's one of the organizations that every university around the world has it, and it's all about entrepreneurship.
Oh, INECTUS is global.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just a South African thing.
No, we have it South Africa. The whole world, we have INECTUS. That is why we even have competitions where each INECTUS, let me start with we have regional competitions. With regional competitions is whereby we are only competing with DUT, UKZN, the campuses around KZN. Then we have the nationals where we compete within South Africa. Then we have the World Cup, which was taking place 2 weeks back, where we compete around the world. Unfortunately, MUT didn't make it to the World Cup, but UKZN went there and represent us. They got to top 16 in the World Cup. Yeah, so INECTUS is not just a small organization, but it's very big. And one of the benefits that I always emphasize to students is that with INECTUS, it doesn't only teaches you about entrepreneurship, but you learn a lot of skills. We work with different teams and community. You get to learn how to be a leader, how to do teamwork. We also balance how to work under pressure and balance your schoolwork. We also have our personal things that we're doing on the side. So being an INECTUS member is a whole lot of a package.
Okay, well, what are some of the projects you guys have been working on?
Okay, so with the projects, we do have the roadmap that help us on how then we're going to go about with that project. We look at the steps, of which is the team phase. We look at the problem phase, idea phase, pilot, and implementation. So by that, we start by assessing what the community needs, and then go back to our drawing board, see what the community needs, and then start piloting and implementing a project. To make an example of one of the projects that we did Ukukhanya project. Ukukhanya, we identified it in one of the communities in Babanango. That's how far we go. We go places. We don't just limit it to Durban. Yeah, so we identified that in Babanango, they were having problems. They don't have proper electricity. Not that proper electricity, but they don't have electricity at all. And kids, school kids, they travel like for 3 hours to camp, to schools. And matriculants, sometimes they get back very late after extra classes. So it's not safe, especially for ladies. So we then decided to come up with Ukukhanya. It's a portable lamp that you can light, that you can carry from the school to home. That's going to help you to be safe and give you some light. And even at home to study, you're also going to need light. You can't rely on a candle because it's unsafe and you need to save it up. So you can also use that candles. Well, those lights to study.
Who is funding INECTUS?
As I did say that INECTUS, it's worldwide. We have more than 550 sponsors, including Unilever, Harmony, MTN, and a lot of other sponsors. So when it comes to sponsorship, we're covered.
Okay, you're definitely covered if you are able to extend your reach to such far off places.
Yeah.
We saw that you guys were running a breast awareness campaign. Could you just brief us about that? because I believe it's still on.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
As much as we are an actors, business oriented, but at the same time we are also human beings. We are also, it doesn't mean that because now we are an actors, we can't get some diseases or whatsoever the case may be.
Mm.
So then last week we hope that we're going to participate in a fun walk, but unfortunately it was postponed. So we had to come up with the idea. And that is how we then celebrated our Breast Cancer Month awareness.
Mm.
And to show people that we do, even though we're not that deeply into some things that are happening, but we do pay some sort of a respect. And also because our team consists of a lot of ladies, and who knows, maybe one of us is a victim or maybe one of us is a survivor. Yes, so that is why we then thought maybe we can have something on our side.
Okay, well, we'll keep you guys updated on the progress with the Breast Cancer Awareness Walk. As she mentioned, it has been postponed, but we will surely give you further information on a new date and time. As a female president, before we get into you being a female president, what's the track record with Enactus? Are you the first female president?
I'm the second.
The second?
Yes, the second.
How are you finding it?
Honestly, as a, you know, with us being women in our days, we always want to showcase.
Yeah.
Because, yes. So it's very interesting. It's a very interesting journey, and I'm enjoying it. Even though now having to deal with a lot of people, with a lot of guys, it needs sometimes to be straight and tell them, okay, now we're doing this. Even though they tried their thing.
Yeah, they don't like being told what
yes.
to do.
Yes. So it's very challenging, but so far my group, I won't lie, they're doing very well.
That's great.
They're doing very well.
Wait, during your term, what are you hoping to achieve? Where do you see yourself at the end of when you're handing over the reins to the next president?
Mm-hmm.
What will you give? What's history will you be leaving behind?
I always say this jokingly, but my whole idea is to have an Enactus MET on the World Cup next year.
Mm.
That's where we're going, because unfortunately, as I did mention, that this year we didn't go to the nationals because of circumstances, but this year we're going to the nationals, this year we're going to the World Cup, next year we're going to the World Cup, and mostly importantly, we want to impact most lives, because an Enactus is not about having the competitions are there to motivate us, to keep us pushing,
yeah,
but the thing that is count is the impact, like the change that we bring to people and the communities that we want to uplift. So we want to uplift as many communities as we can.
Okay Well, as a student, how do I get into Enactus if I would like to also participate in not just like the activities and the projects, mm-hmm. but from the beginning help with like that project you guys did in Babanango, travel and reach out to people and help people?
Okay, it's so simple. Unfortunately, once again, we're not able to have our information desk due to the regulations of the campus, but we did post on our social medias that if you are registered as MET students, you are eligible to join the team. You just need to text us your details and then you're good to go.
Okay.
Now, yes, it's very that simple. And I also want to emphasize that with the things that we do, the project, it's all covered, it's all funded. If we're going maybe to a project that is based at Babanango, you don't pay anything. Everything is covered. And one of the bonuses that I always emphasize to people is that there are a lot of people who are students.
Mm.
We are all, if we can count how many engineering students we have here, how many engineering DUT have, how many UKZN, and just to mention KZN, we are lots of students and we all want to be employed. And we're not going to run away with the fact that our country doesn't have job opportunities. So with Enactus, it gives you that platform where you learn about different ways to make money being an entrepreneur.
Mm.
And also, after your term of volunteering, you get a certificate. That certificate you can use to apply for a job, but you only get certificate when you have availed yourself for 100 hours. Then if you've covered 100 hours, then you get your certificate. That certificate, some people may take it very lightly, but you can actually attach it when you're applying for a job. So with having maybe like a ton, maybe 20 CVs, and they don't have experience, they have good academics, But employers, they don't look for that. They want to see that, do you have the skills? Do you have the teamwork skills? Do you know how to speak to people? And an actor certificate, it's a proof that on the things that you wrote on your CV under the skills, they are actually really, you really did those things and you're good at it.
Okay, well, that was the president of Enactus, Usthandiwe Biyela. Before you head out, please do share the socials.
Okay. For us on Instagram, we are at EnactusMUT. On Facebook, it's EnactusMUT. On Twitter, it's EnactusMUT. And we are going to venture to TikTok, because people are there. We're coming at TikTok. It's gonna be EnactusMUT. So if you want to join us, you can just you can inbox us, you can send us a DM on Instagram, or maybe you can even send us a WhatsApp at 076-966-586.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.